USA Radio News with John Hunt.
California health officials said that 7,600 people who returned to the state after visiting China during the outbreak have been asked to quarantine themselves at home for the remainder of the month as health officials try to stop the spread of the virus. The people return to the U.S. on or after February 2nd and are asked to monitor their health, stay at home, and limit all actions with others. The United States is funneling travelers from China to 11 airports, including San Francisco International Airport, to ensure they get medical screening and care. At least 34 in the United States have tested positive for the virus, including 18 who returned from a quarantined cruise ship in Japan. Federal officials share passenger details with states who then pass that information on to their local health agencies. There are 10 people in California who have now tested positive for the virus in lab tests performed by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
President Donald Trump dismissed intelligence reports that Russia is attempting to interfere in the 2020 election, writing it off as a continuation of a Democratic disinformation campaign against him.
They said today that Putin wants to be sure that Trump gets elected. Here we go. I was told that was happening. I was told a week ago. They said, you know, they're trying to start a rumor. It's disinformation. That's the only thing they're good at. They're not good at anything else. They get nothing done. Do nothing, Democrats.
As Trump was addressing the crowd in Nevada, the Washington Post reported that Russia was also attempting to help Senator Bernie Sanders in his campaign for the Democratic nomination. Greyhound, the nation's largest bus company, said it will stop allowing Border Patrol agents without a warrant to board its buses to conduct any routine immigration checks. Greyhound has faced pressure from the American Civil Liberties Union, immigrant rights activists, and Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson to stop allowing sweeps on buses within 100 miles of an international border. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you were a big fan of Ross, Joey, Chandler, Phoebe, and the rest of the gang, HBO has great news for you. With that story, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
HBO Max confirmed that a Friends reunion special is officially happening with original cast members. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer. Aniston fueled rumors of a reunion when she appeared on Ellen in October, saying, "We're working on something." The Friends will reunite on Stage 24 of the Warner Brothers Studios, where they originally filmed the 10 seasons. The special will be available at the launch of the HBO Max in May.
U.S. regulators approved a new type of cholesterol-lowering drug aimed at millions of people who can't tolerate or don't get enough help from widely used statin pills such as Lipitor or Crestor. The Food and Drug Administration approved Nextlaw for people who genetically are predisposed to having sky-high cholesterol and people who have heart disease and need to further lower their bad cholesterol. The daily pill is to be taken in conjunction with a healthy diet at the highest statin dose patients can handle. High LDL or bad cholesterol is one of the top risks for heart attacks and other problems. Studies showed that Nextlaw could lower LDL by over 25% when taken alone and an additional 18% when combined with a statin. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.